The Voice of America presents Jazz Club USA. The Voice of America presents another in the series of programs designed to bring you jazz at its best. And here is your commentator, the well-known jazz critic and composer, Leonard Feather.
Greetings and modulations to all you jazz fans everywhere. Today, our Jazz Club microphone takes you to a nightclub in Boston, Massachusetts, a club called Storyville. Originally, Storyville was the name of a section of Old New Orleans where a great deal of early jazz was born. But the Boston club that is named after it presents all styles of jazz for its attractions. The owner of the club, George Ween, is a young jazz enthusiast who likes to play the piano. In fact, you'll hear him, along with the all-star band that is about to be introduced now by the radio announcer on a recent broadcast from Storyville.
George Ween presents Jazz at Storyville, starring Edmund Hall. Vic Dickinson. Johnny Winters. John Field. And George Ween.
Now, having met the musicians, let's listen to them jamming on the old George Gershwin tune, It's Wonderful.
Thank you.
Perhaps the most popular form of American jazz expression all over the world is the blues. In fact, it's even popular in areas where efforts are being made to suppress it. A Soviet critic, one Z. Borisov, in an article concerning phonograph records in the Soviet Union, pointed out disdainfully that, quote, records of opera, ballet, and symphonic music constituted only 8.9% of the total purchases, whereas there were many cheap imitations of the blues and tangos of the West, unquote. And Harrison Salisbury, writing about entertainment in Leningrad a few years ago, pointed out that the youngsters there like to dance to good rhythmic music with a strong upbeat and downbeat, and that the repertoire of their orchestras is not confined to Russian waltzes, but includes the St. Louis blues and other American hits that have helped to unite young people all over the world. The blues, along with other popular American music forms, has gradually been suppressed since that time, both in the Soviet Union and in all communist-controlled countries, with the result, of course, that the blues is rapidly acquiring the taste of forbidden fruit. This next number, played by the all-star band at Storyville, is completely ad-lib, with no written melody and no title. Just something musicians have been creating together ever since jazz began, the blues.
Thank you.
As you may have noticed from this Storyville band, there are no restrictions of age or any other kind in its personnel. Johnny Windhurst, the trumpeter, is in his 20s, while Edmund Hall and Vic Dickinson are both over 50 years old. Hall, Dickinson, and Joe Jones, the drummer, are among the many great Negro musicians who have been featured in Dixieland bands. And as I'm sure you know, there is no such thing today as a Negro or a white style of jazz, since these bands are interracial. Now here comes another group that played at Storyville not long ago, this one starring Pee-wee Russell, who had only recently recovered from an almost fatal illness and was making a determined comeback in jazz. Here he is with Coquette.
Thank you.
For this engagement at Storyville, Pee-wee Russell surrounded himself with a group of young musicians. He called them the Kiddies, and it's quite clear that here again the differences of age and emotions between the musicians was lost in the timelessness of the music. Ruby Braff is again on trumpet, Efi Resnick on trombone, Kenny John on drums, Red Richards on piano, and John Field on bass. Next, they're going to do the St. James Infirmary. The remarkable thing about Dixieland jazz is that many years ago, some of its leading exponents couldn't read or write music and relied entirely on instinct. But today, for example, you have a man like Efi Resnick, the trombonist in this Pee Wee Russell group, who has studied at the Juilliard School of Music and with Lenny Tristano. He was a member of the New York City Center Opera Company Orchestra and has played with everybody from Boyd Rayburn and Buddy Rich to Eddie Haywood and Wild Bill Davison. He and the drummer, Kenny John, are both in their mid-20s, and Kenny has played with Raymond Scott, Tommy Dorsey, and the MGM Studio Bands. But here they all are back together with Pee Wee Russell for some freewheeling ad-lib work on The Lady is a Tramp. Time now to say goodbye until next week. Don't forget to send your program suggestions to Jazz Club USA, Voice of America, New York 19. This is your host, Leonard Feather, reminding you that the freedom to listen to music includes the freedom to listen to jazz. Wishing you the best of tempos until next week.
Jazz Club USA is a feature presentation of the Voice of America.